Hareini na espeldecha. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a glimpse, a bit of an insight into how you run the world. And say Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking the ultimate question, Tzadik, Viralo, Russia, the Tovlo. How is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yotzer Or, is also very Choshech? How does such a Metzias exist? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Ra'isa Sachorai, Rashi quotes from Chazal, Herilo, Kesher, Shel Tefillin. There's no answer. But if you look at the Kesher Shel Tefillin, to a person, when you see his face, you see two distinct Ritzuos. But Risa Sacharai, when you see the back, you realize they come from the same source. We don't know why Tzadik Viralo. We do serve to be mechazit ourselves, that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The terrible tragedy that Achenu Kabbalas Yisrael suffered, not only in its finality, but in its brutality. In the Agmas Nefesh, not only of Nebuch, a beautiful boy, but the fact that such a situation exists within our Tzibur is a double tragedy. It's something we don't understand, as Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the existence of Ra. But it's important to realize, number one, why is not a crooked letter? We can ask, we can say, wow, such pain. We don't understand. We're allowed to acknowledge that we don't understand. Feeling the terrible Akmas Nefesh is something which is mutter and l'chatchila. And to think, I don't understand how things happen like that. How could that be? It's not a stira to be tachem, to feel the pain, to feel the terrible tzara. Also, the Rav has a beautiful, beautiful drasha, Kol Dodi Dofet, which is mostly, it's known for being the Rav's perhaps most prominent political and halakhic approach to Hakamas HaMedina. But the beginning of Kol Dodi Dofet, the Rav discusses what's their approach to the Tzara. And he points out that people can have two different approaches. One approach is the approach of fate. A person bobs around through Tzara like a piece of wood floating on the ocean, and he just goes in, goes out, up and down. But the other is the approach of yud, of destiny. The person says, the situation is exactly the same, but instead of just going and being totally, totally hefker, I'm going to focus, I'm going to take that and use it to be productive. It's a tall order. But it's not only so in hashtafa, therapeutically, that is perhaps the most common idea. There's no coincidence that in the past day, Nebuch, I received emails from countless organizations about how to speak to Rachman Al-Tan, Hashem Yishmar, Kol Echad Ve'Echad, how to talk to young children about the tragedy and specifically focus on safety. That's not just because of increased awareness about what happened, but a very healthy response when something happens, instead of just saying, oh, it happened, I don't know how to deal with it, it's taken to funnel into action. So this terrible basara is something which exists, we are paying for. It's not a stira in our shtrafa to be pained and to sometimes ask, how could that be? And to focus sometimes in each situation on actions that people can do sometimes, makes it something which goes from being merely in one's thought, merely cerebral, something which can be helpful. We should all have Vesaris Tovos and Nechamos, both as a each yachid and as tzibur. We have the chus of learning today, the end of Siman Kuf Sadivav, finish up a little bit about Poeta Shechvazera, and then focusing on the whole new limud, the limud of Maros Hadamim. In fact, not only is it a new limud in terms of Simanim, for those that are using the two volume Torah Shulchan Aruch, it actually goes back to the first Chayot of the Shulchan Aruch. So you have to have a whole other volume. The discussion we had yesterday was that Poeta Shechvazera was expanded because of many chumras in the Rishonim, from being specifically a Cheshash when she's Shimsha, to a situation where even lo shimsha, situation that exists when, according to Minarashna, it applies for 5 specific days, the first 5 days that a woman is going to be needed. We mentioned lamaisa, there's not that much of a pragmatic difference, but the yisod is definitely a tremendous chumrah from what it would have been according to Dina. The Shach and Sivkat and Chaf mentioned the idea that it's a sort of a well plug, that Baila is not going to help, but the Shach, but Baila not being there is not going to help. Then the Shach towards the end, the last 3 lines, Mitomach and Mashas of the Chak, so it's up the Shach, a very interesting Kula. Yeshahat Yorakala, Shemiyad, Shetrissa Pitara, Tisphanatim. Zuck the Shach, a Kala, as soon as she does her Efsatara, can count Zainatim. Why? Because a Kala was a person who, before her wedding, let's say, is not going to have been with her husband. Mamela, there's a situation that we're not really concerned about the Shechazera, because she should not have had a situation of Shechazera. This issue comes up to an extent, Lahalacha, this is an idea quoted in a slightly different way, the Taz quotes in Simitruf Tzadi Dimel, and here, but specifically in Tzadi Dimel, refers back and forth, Sivtot and Dalet, to the issue of what about a woman who is not a Kala before her wedding, where we presume she should not have been with her husband because that's not Mutar Pi Halacha. But after her wedding, when she has Dafka Dam Besulim. So Dam Besulim, we didn't really discuss at length, but Dam Besulim is the situation created by the Besulim, which is totally different than the Dam Min HaMachar being broken by Bir Rishona, by Bias Mitzvah. Chazar Dozer Midi Rabbanon, we'll see why, Bias Hashem, as we discuss the topic more at length, that's considered a Nida Midi Rabbanon. But in reality, there's no connection to Nida Min HaTorah. So the Taz points out, the discussion of the Shulchan Aruch has as well, the postim agree that even though we have a Minarashna's 5 days for a woman who is Mamish Anida, Lamaisa, if she only is Anida because of Dam Besulim, we're made to offer her away 4 days, even according to Minarashna's. Because the whole idea of her being Anida was really a Din Midrabanan. So since it's only Midrabanan anyway, we don't say, oh, there were Mamish Mapid 5 days. And there, of course, Shimsha. She was with her husband. But even though she was with her husband, if she's just a woman who's experiencing Dam Besulim, she's going to only have to wait 4 days, not 5 days. That's similar to an idea which is not as accepted. The Shach says in Sifkat Nechav Beis, that if a woman has a kesem during Zainatim, then she does not have to wait any days. That's because she already waited 5 days altogether. Here we're talking about a situation where a kala was mamish with her husband, so he's shown us to wait 4 days. But Maisa, in most situations, not that it's the right thing, that it's the wrong thing, there's a machokas mori derech, not necessarily mori hara also, but more mori derech, what's the best way for a kala to make sure that she's going to not have a chuppas nida? Should she have merely planning as far as when her wedding will be? That's the olden days, the way things work in the olden days. Or should she use some sort of artificial intervention? Some sort of birth control, which is going to regulate her period. Birth control usually regulates one's period. Or some sort of other hormonal treatment to regulate when her period is going to come. Compromise. Maybe only if necessary, she should try to do it based on the calendar. And then if necessary, use some sort of hormonal treatment. Machlokas, it might be traced to a machlokas really between the Chassidus Shevelt and the Litvish Shevelt. And now that we live in a world which really has menhagim of everyone mixing together, might be that now we have a conglomerate. Machlokas doctors, machlokas rabbanim. But lamaisa, one very common way that women make sure that their chuppah is not really chuppah nida, they use some sort of birth control. And then, once Bias Mitzvah happens, she stops taking the birth control. Within 2 or 3 days, she has her period. So in such a situation, if she's going to have her period, a real period, then you don't have this kula that the Taz is referring to, that's considered, oh, Dam Besulim is only 4 days. Because Dam Besulim means only Dam Besulim qua Dam Besulim. But if it's Dam Besulim coupled with the fact that it's Dam Nida Mamish is 5 days, even if you happen to be a Kala who just got married and it's your first period, then that's going to be irrelevant. Lamaisa, according to the question that I'm saying, if let's say she had Bias Mitzvah on Sunday night, and she stopped taking her birth control to make herself of a period, even that night. Usually her period is only going to come 2 days later. By the time she finishes her period, the 5 days will have passed. Okay, so in point of fact, it might not make an aftermina lahalacha. It depends on a person's hormonal response, etc., etc. But the yisod is important to keep in mind. We have a kula of 4 days for a challah for damasulim, but not as sometimes in some communities they have, if it's intertwined with damnida as well.
You mentioned
yesterday while we were on the topic. You mentioned anything about Avelis. Same thing, right. Rav Moshe, same kula. There's a real halachic reason. It's a special in the post. That's what we presume Rav Moshe seems to say. If there's any halachic reason for her, that's not going to be this shock. It says in the cut and cleft that there's a love club that exists altogether.
Where's the Taz?
The Taz, in Kuf Sadirim, Sif Kut and Dalad. And it's here. He's Mitzayin to here. There is Mitzayin to here. Kuf Sadirim is where he's more marach about it. Kuf Sadirim. Sif Kut and Dalad. The very last line he says, Ayein Nisim in Kuf Sadirim, Sif Yud Aleph, Mashal Kusavsi Bazeh. So his real point is, he says the psak in Tuf Sadi Dimel, very very last line in the Taz, and here is a little bit more of a discussion about it altogether. There's always more to say about Beditos, about Zainatim, but we'll end our discussion here for that beautiful part of Hilchos Nida, and we're going to now begin a totally different aspect, the din of Maris Damim. Maris Damim is in Siman Tuf Peches, Torah Beis Yosef. I'm sure if you had time this morning, you saw the Torah Beis Yosef. Ashreinu Atot Chalkeinu. It comes from a Gemara. The Gemara, quoted by the very first Beis Yosef in Siman Tuf Peches, Gemara in Peritol Yad, Tanan, Chamisha Dam Tameim Beisha. There's five types of Dam that are Tamei Beisha. Ideas that we don't necessarily understand. Edom, Shachar, Karen Karkum. Things that we're not exactly familiar with, but five specific maris damim. What's pshat? The pasuk says, as we began the very first year, if a woman is a nida, she has dam min hamakor, she's tameya. That's dam nida, endometrial blood. That's the Mishnah, only five types of blood. I don't understand. What is it, some chok, that if endometrial blood all of a sudden turns purple, then it's not metame? It's only five types of dam? Why are only those five Tameim in HaTorah? So there's two approaches in the Rishonim. The first approach, the most simple approach, is that what do you think?
Can't tell.
What? So what do you mean, you can't tell?
It's not one of these five colors. You don't know if it's Tameim
or Makor. Or say better, even what if you don't know, that would be Suffolk. So Tosfos Rid really says what you're saying to the extreme. It says, Tosfos Rid, Lamaisa, if you have any Dam that's not one of those five colors, you might have thought it comes from the endometrial lining. You might have thought it comes from the Makar. It's just not from the Makar. Zuchthus is read. I have a kasha for you. We have a din in the Gemara. We talked it a few times. Makar mekamo tamei. Dam min a Makar is tamei, not because of only making it turn to nida. It's tamei to mismaga. It's a tamei. It's a chefso of tuma. Makar mekamo tamei. That's how we passed it. Makar mekamo tamei. Lamaisa, Zuchthus is read. Imkain. Damim tahorim. A milo matabi tumim in a makar. Why don't we say that any dam, whatever color it is, you're right, it might not be tumei anida, but makar matamatame. That's dam that should make for tame, because that's still dam. So for whatever reason I'm going to grant you, it's not considered dam nida. That's a also, let's say that's not considered dam nida, but it's dam in a makar, should make for tumeya. Zachos rid, no. Elamai, what do you see? Any dam that's not one of these five colors is just not dam. Looks like dam, feels like dam. It smells like dam. Might think it's dam, but it's not dam.
It's dam, it's not from the makor.
Okay, good point. Right. It's not dam in a makor. It's not dam in a makor, but it's not the dam in a makor. Ein and boy in a makor, Zuchthus is rid. And that lechora is the pshat in the Sefer Chinuch also. Sefer Chinuch says in Siman Reish Zayin, Masha Amr Zuchon Mavracha in our Mishnah Gemara, Sheh Chamisha Maris Dam Heim Sheh Tumat Torah. Why do they say that only five are tameh with shar maros to them to horim? Penyan shefi shachachamim yadu b'chachmasan shekol dam she'enu me'osan chamisha maros enu b'mi makam tameh. Chazal knew with their knowledge of science that's not considered dam min hamakor, as Debbie pointed out. Not dam. It's not dam min hamakor. That seems to be pshat in Rashi. Rashi says also on the Gemara, lamatamehen lav damhu. Any Torah that's not one of these five, he says, like you said, I shouldn't say lav damhu at all. It's not considered dam. But what does Rashi mean l'chora? Does he mean it's not dam altogether? No, he means that's not dam in a makor. Naftamina, not just for an Isser Achilas dam, let's say dam is one of the Zayin Mashkin. Will this be one of the Zayin Mashkin that's going to be Makshir with Tabos Tumah? Yes, just it's dam, but it's territory blood, it's not dam in a makor. So that's clearly a very overwhelming approach in the Rishonim. Lamaisa, the Minchas Chinuch on Sven Reish Zayin says, hold on a second. No way. No way. It is dam. It's dam in a makor. But Chazal said, Halach Mishmi Sinai, that only five damim are with the Torah included in the Isser Nida and Isser Zava. So, according to him, it is damim in a makor. That might make sense to what we would externally have said from Riyatza according to science. That's damim in a makor. It's just not tummy. Because Chazal said that's the Halach Mishmi Sinai, that such a dam is not, it's not tummy. Lamaisa, we'll see later, Rez Hashem, that this might have some nafminus for us, Halach Lamaisa. But Papashas, it doesn't make a difference. Maisa, we have the din, only five damim, not anything else. But yes, he says, which I think you, Bezer Hashem, even if you're not a bucking it now, Bezer Hashem, as you're through your training to become a Rofe, Bezer Hashem, to help Klal Yisrael, you'll definitely, I think your natil might be more. And those who shown him that seem to say that it's something which comes min hamakor, it's just not considered halacha mishmi sinai. That's machlokas shown. The Gemara then quotes machlokas tanaim. What then is by dam yarok, by green blood? Now let's take a step forward for a second. Fast forward to the Gemara, to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about dam yarok also. Shulchan Aruch in Simchut Beites. And Sif Aleph talks about Yarok Tatarsi. Yarok Tatarsi, which seems to mean green. V'chein Marash, Shatorin, Blush, and Ashnaz, the Rama says blue. Blue. And then the Shach adds, V'chol Shtein green, Shutai Savim. All different greens and blues. So we do see that such an idea exists of having Dam, which is green, Dam, which is blue. Which is why I never understood the story of Shetah's Nefesh Harav from the Rav, that once some bucky gave an entire shear in how it could be that a woman has Dam Yarok. He was trying to explain the Gemara that in the Perek Taliyad, the second Perek Anita, that talks about Dam Yarok, and the Rav said, B'malchem Sheish, the Rav said, when there's a mistake, we can be Mocha. And he's wrong. He doesn't realize the word yarok in the Lashon of the Mishnah and the Gemara doesn't mean green, doesn't mean blue. Yarok, in a simplification of the Torah palette, means anything which is somewhere in the colors of the rainbow, which include yellow. Memela, when the Gemara talks about yarok, yarok means yellow. Yarok katarsi means green. So I have never understood. Check up Nefesh Rav yourself again and see. I never understood the Rav's Taina. Lamaisa, the Matzis of this. Shulchan Aruch talks about Dam Yarok, Dam Blue, colors, whatever color in the rainbow you have. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say such a thing exists biologically. So this person was trying to explain how do those phenomena exist. What is going to happen in a woman's biology is going to make such a thing happen. So maybe that's not what the Gemara means in that specific case. Yarok. Yarok Tata means yellow. Well, Lamaisa, we do have the existence of Yarok, which is green, and Yarok, which is blue. But back to, that was fast forward into the Shulchan Aruch. Lamaisa, in the Gemara talks about Dam Yarok. In the Gemara, Yarok means yellow. What's the difference with dam yarok? Yellow dam. The Rambam says that it's mutter. If you have woven, something which is whitish, which we'll get to later, or mashta yarok, something which is yellow, that's considered mutter as well, says the Rambam. Well, Maisa, the Rambam is the psak that we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, Bez Hashem, with a lot of variation. But the Rambam is setting the table for the concept that yellow is not considered dam. This doesn't mean yellow, which is some sort of liquid that's very liquidy. It means even if this smichus dam, even if it looks, smells, feels exactly like dam, it's still mutter. That's not a problem. Who disagrees? It's interesting. you might not have noticed it in the very beginning, but in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef discusses a Tamid Rabbi Yonah. The Tamid Rabbi Yonah discusses the memory of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says that Afil Ra Tipas Dam Techardol. Techardol. Discussion in the Rishon what that means. Pashra, we presume, a tiny bit of blood. Zach Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah Nesachas Brachos. Not some Rishon found in a Geniza, which also would be important. Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah printed in Vilna Shas. Nesachas Brachos. Zach Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah. What does that mean? Tivas Dam Kechardol. Dam, which is the color of mustard, is Aser. They Aser Dam Tzahov. And they point out that it's not just the Chumrah. It has to be that the Chiddush of Reb Zeira is Benos Yisrael were machmir in a certain shade of yellow, because most yellow is pashut that it's also, that's also Medina. So they're adding, Benos Yisrael was even expanding the palette of what yellow is. Beis Yosef is docha that, it's not usually makubal. And Aruch Shulchan says, almost incredulously, I don't know what they're saying, it's a Chumri Yisera, which is why no one brings it. Maybe in their communities, mustard was just a different color. So if mustard was a different color, that's pshat. Okay. But he's being incredulous, he's saying, how you talking? So it's interesting to know, though, that the general yisod we're going to maintain, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that dam tzahov is mutter. Well, Maisa, it's not so pashut in the Rishon. So that's what you might call good news as far as kula. On the other hand, the Rush quotes in Siman Dalet in Perek Bey is in Mesechus Nida, tremendous chumrah. Chumrah is, it's clear already from, as you look historically in the Gemara, some of the Amoraim were no longer roa dam. They don't look at Maros Adamim. They don't look at Adam to see what the color was because they were not Batim in that. So we already see in the days of Amoraim, Heluda Amoraim, that might have done, quote, Shimush, as well as anyone else would do it in Smicha or as any Rav nowadays, were Monea from seeing Maros Adamim. So what does that mean? Nowadays people see Dam, but then the Amoraim were Monea themselves from seeing Dam. What happens after Rush? What happened was, there we already see that the, historically, Chazal got rid of this tool of five Maros Damim. And they were machmir on any Torah blood. Because already in the days of the Gemara, the specific Havchana, Bein Dam L'Dam, no longer existed. So Zach the Rush were machmir on Kol Mare Edom. It's nothing to do with nowadays being Roa Dam. With the Amoraim were Monei themselves from, was being machmir between one color of blood and another color of blood, specifically. But Lamaisa, says the Rush, we simplify everything. Any Mare Edom is a problem. So Tzav, we pass from his mutter. Any Mare Edom is totally usher. That's the Rush, and that's what we pass from the Shulchan Aruch. Lamaisa, Adam. Yeah.
Yellow gold and pink gold. Pink gold, he says, is mamish a problem, and that white gold is a separate mindset, but between yellow gold and pink gold, which look very similar, unless you know what to look for, the pink gold apparently has a pinkish hue, which he says is a problem.
Beautiful. So we'll see that idea, support for that idea in a few minutes. The concept is that so far we're talking about extremes, yellow and red. But Adam's pointed out very beautifully from Rabbi Tendler, biology is not so simple. We don't necessarily say, oh, yeah, I want a pint of that color, a pint of that color, things often go on a spectrum. And how do you deal with the fact that things sometimes can be mixed? It's a very, very valuable psak from Ritzel, which we'll get back to, Bez Hashem, in a few minutes. The Bach says, hold on a second, hold on. Hold on, Rush, you're machmir, you're saying that we're going to, really, only five Mar Edom were a problem. Now, nevertheless, we're machmir and all Mar Edom. So if we're machmir, hold on a second. Maybe the Chumra even extended to Mar Yarok. Zach the Bach, halacha lemaisa. The Bach says he thinks it should be machmir on Mar Yarok as well. I mean yellow, not Yarok. I mean green. But machmir the Gemara is Yarok as well. Be machmir because that's included in the Zer of Chazal. We don't want to oversimplify things. And the Bach says, I think it's a problem. Lemaisa, if a woman is constantly being roa dam Yarok, then we can't be machmir. It's only this is the Bach, the very first. Depends how you divide your Bach, but the very trufechas sifkat nalef. Towards the middle of the Bach points in the if you're using the new Bach, it's the Masech of Od Nira. Od Nira, he quotes from some Rishonim that are Machmir. Says the Bach, you know, even if you're Machmir, like these Rishonim, I think it's only a situation where the woman has a B'mikra. So B'mikra, we can say Dam Yarok will be Machmir. But what if that's her standard Riyah that she has? She always has yellow Dam coming out. says the Bach, we can be machmir and say she's never Torah Labayla? No. Even the machmir, we're not going to say that in such a situation. They try to be machmir. It's important to know, as we'll see a little bit later, as Hashem, this Pesach of the Bach was not accepted halacha, according to most poskim. But that's an important, interesting idea. It's not just something Rabbeinu Yonah. Tell me, Rabbeinu Yonah said as a chumrah minatorah. It's din minatorah. The Bach is saying, no, once Chazal were gozer, to oversimplify, they included the Dam Yoruch and the Gzeira, and according to the point like Adam is saying, we think of yellow like something which is totally removed, let's say like that Arizona bottle. Are you checking hold of your Arizona bottle? That's some of the yellow there, not we'll turn it to the side, let's say. That's yellow, there's no red there. So we'll see, Bez Hashem, but sometimes yellow, Jeremy's mustard, Chardal Mamish. Thank you. Look at these visual aids. So that might be a discussion, but we know that there are colors that are going to be a little bit more noticed. Up the Bach, hey, it's pretty dangerous. Some are machmir. Well, Maisa, we usually are not machmir, so we'll see you soon, Bez Hashem. Jeremy.
Rabbi Rashi Gemara is saying that, you know, the minhag is to be machmir, the means is not that machmir, but the Zera of Chazal was to be machmir. The Gemara there is talking about Amorayim, just because other Amorayim could pass, getting certain ones abstain.
So, no, the Rush is quoting from the Gemara. We already see that it's being lost, which is why some people didn't do it and others did. Mela is up the Rush. B'daris halalu, ein baki maris damim, lishan al chachmaso. A chacham, you're going to say, you know, I know more than the Amorayim. Right, so is it...
There's a difference between minhag versus
chachmaso. Absolutely, it's not even minhag, it's more totally, being totally inept. Right. Oh, you're saying, okay, right. So you're saying the Bach, by adding that, is going to make it more formal. Right. Yes, right. Good. All right. That's true. So that's some of the background in general as far as colors are concerned. Now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tuf Peches. Sif Aleph. Kol Mar Edom. That's it. Like the Rush, any Mar Edom is a problem, whether it's bright, not bright, is usher. Mar Lavan is mutter. Mar Yarok is mutter. Even Mar Shava Zav. So you see, Yarok, of course, means yellow. That's mutter. And then Yarok Tekarsi, which is green, or other colors of green and blue, are mutter. Even if it's Michas Dam, no matter what color it is. No matter what the feel is. But the Zav Teshach, just know, keep in mind. Menatorah Eimet Meim Ela Chamisha Minei Maros. The Chacham Mechmiru, Jeremy, Chacham Mechmiru, that we're more machmir on all five. That's a, but Chol Marish Ein L'Safker, but Azmum Eskal is Mutter. So as long as there's absolutely no red, we're Mutter. There's a tremendous ambiguity that exists here. It's one of the sort of Sisrei Torah. People think you can't pass in Maros unless you have some sort of Mesorah. What's the nature of Mesorah? What does Mesorah mean in terms of being able to pass in Maros? We see quite here. It's quite clear here. We know red is a problem, yellow is not a problem. So what's the idea of Mesorah? Two approaches. There seems to be two threads of Mesorah within Klal Yisrael and what Mesorah means. Some say that it depends. We do know that even within red, there's different aspects of red. And red often is based upon a definition. Depends on... Elio went to a store that has different colors of paint, and he brought me back some different palettes as far as seeing what color whites are. It's many things that are cold white are white, many things that are not cold white are white. Same thing is true for red. You have to an extent, you need to just know what's cold red. For example, Adam has Coca-Cola, which is, that bottle is bright red. On the other hand, would you say the color of the Turin Shulchan Aruch is red? We might call it, what's the color we'd usually call it? In our common language, we call this maroon. So we already know that in our society, there's a different color. But we do know that it's a different type of red than that red. And if you look at many things with this idea, then you have the Arizona bottle, which has many different colors of pink and red, different things. So the simplest approach to Mesorah is, yeah, we know red is a problem, but what does red mean? If you look at any color palette online, or even, let's say, if you look at in Word, now, in any more current version of Word, there are certain basic colors, and you can have palettes of many, many colors, and they're usually in circles because the colors as a rainbow does. They go in gradations from one to the other. It's hard to know, where do you draw the line? So we can easily say, oh, red is a problem. Things that are not red, like Zohov, is not a problem. But as Adam's pointing out, then go to gold, go to gold with a little bit of tinge, pink, Bordeaux, Cabernet. What's considered red? So I understand that red is a problem, but you need a Mesorah just to know, what does red mean? That's something visual. That's one approach to Masorah. There's another approach to Masorah, which is that there are certain things that some have in Masorah. There are certain things that we might have to be told red, but the Masorah is that's tar anyway. That's a little bit murky. In our yeshiva in general, that's not the way things work. For there are slight differences. There are rabbanim that have slightly different Masorahs, but there are chal. We don't usually have the idea of Masorah meaning, no, it's red, I just have Masorah. This red is not a problem. No, red is red. Not red is not red. The question is, what's not red? So it's usually the first type of Masorah as opposed to the second type of Masorah. There's a third type of Masorah, maybe, that I mentioned in the beginning that Rabbi Yashiv has in Chelot Aleph of Tovitz Shuvas a tshuva against, which is that there are those that say they can be madkin, bein dam l'dam, if it's circulatory blood, or blood which is mina makor. So Rabbi Yashiv, no, you're missing the point. Look in Shulchan Aruch. Kol mare edom. Maybe, if you lived in the days of Moraim, you could teach them Moraim how to pastin. Rabbi Yashiv doesn't say that, but sarcastically. But Lamaisa nowadays, kol mare edom means kol mare edom. And therefore you can't make a difference, you can't tell the difference between one and the other. So that Masorah Rabbi Yashiv rejects. Some might have a Masorah like that, type 3. Rabbi Yashiv does not feel comfortable with that. But even within the world, there's two other types of Masorahs. So just, what does red mean? What's the vocabulary used for? Or is it some sort of Masorah we have that, no, this type of red is not going to be a problem, even though it does seem to be red. Or maybe saying in a slightly different way, this type of red is not dam. It looks like dam, but this is not really dam. So usually in our yeshiva, the tradition is, no, we don't care if it's dam or not. If it's yellow and it really is dam, you go to a doctor and he does a test, he says, oh, this is considered dam, we don't really care. It's not red, it's not a problem. What if it is red? If it is red, so what do we say as far as doing a chemical test? So usually it's brought to a rav. It happens to be that I'd say 90% of bedikah cloths, for some reason, have threads that are either red or blue in them. Bedikah cloths usually are white. But for some strange reason, the bedikah cloth people did a very, very good job, but not a very, 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 very good job. So there's usually it's very common to have threads that are red. And often if a person is seeing Maris for a long enough time, they can train themselves to know, oh, that red is the thread, it's just not a color, it's not a biological color. Or you can sometimes see the twists, it's sometimes spiral, just it's put sort of in the tapestry of the bedikah cloth, that's considered a thread. But Lamaisa, if you see that, and you want to figure out if it's considered dam or not, no one would say that's a problem, because it can trip you, but that's obviously not considered dam altogether, that's a thread. But what if you have a situation where there's red, you don't know what it is altogether? If you can figure out clearly that it's the nail polish that got on the bedikah cloth, then you're fine. Even if you have a tzvias ayin, you know it's nail polish, that would be okay. But what if you're just not sure, you can't really tell, can you use a chemical test to be machria if it's considered blood or not? Is that included in the idea of kol mare edom? Again, if you know it's not biological, there's nothing to talk about. What if you don't know whether you think it might be biological, you're just not sure if it's blood or not? So there are many poskim that would feel comfortable using a hematolt or some other type of test, which is going to test chemically if it's considered blood, and they would say that even kol mare edom means it has to be blood. But if you can tell that it's biological, but it is not blood, they're willing to be metal altogether. That's a bit of a chiddush. Because you could have said, look at the Bach, for example. Bach says Yarok is still considered a problem because that's included in the Gzera of Kol Mare Edom. So everyone would agree that if you don't tell it's a thread or something else, we're willing to be Makel. There are those that are willing to be Makel if you have a situation where you think it might not be blood and you actually do a test and you find out that even though it's Mare Edom, it's not blood, they're willing to be Makel in such a situation also. We've done it?
We're talking about now reviews of Sakara,
all the above, clothes, right? All the above.
Summon,
yes.
Even a normal regia, like, let's say she has a normal regia of this reddish liquid that the scientists tell us is not blood.
Right.
That also.
Right. That would. Right. It might still. You have to think how that pans out with the Chavos Das. Let's say that says you need to have if every bedikah cloth is going to be a problem, that might be. You have to think about. Would that be undermining the Chavos Das that you'll probably talk about in the Chazarish here? The Chavos Das that says that it has to be mamish sur and bedutim. Maybe not. Maybe you can say no. It's like iron shoes. But in general, right, if a woman can prove that the dam is just not dam, it would be okay if I have satara, if I have or anything altogether. Jeremy.
What are we talking about? What is it? What is this red liquid being produced by her body? Let's see it. Something else.
I don't know. Maybe it's related to the question that everyone always asks, as far as when you, lahavdil, of course, when you learn Hilchas Melicha, and then you see, you do Melicha, and all of a sudden you see that the your delicious hamburgers that are for the barbecue have all this red stuff coming out of it. No, that's mochel basur. Rishonim says that's mochel. Now that's not considered, that's mochel basur. That's, what?
No, but halach can do that. Halach can say a certain liquid we don't call halachically dam. Here you're trying to medically say that halachically we don't call that dam.
But it's not dam. I mean, we know it's not. Medically it's not dam. So if it's not dam, how can we say, so you could have said, I think what you're really saying is, you could have said that's bichlal tomar edom. Unless you say no, but let's say she has a nosebleed. You know it's a nosebleed, like you mentioned. That's not a tzliya. You see it come out of her nose, that's not going to be a problem. So if you see it's going to be not dam, it's going to be mutter. Is it a chiddush? Yeah, I think you can say that's considered a chiddush. But there are postrim that are well respected. They do it more in private. It's not something they do every day. But there are postrim, mainstream, very, very, very respected, very chashuv postrim that have in their desks, from people that they know that are doctors, tubes of, a few tubes, that they can sometimes, it's a chemical you can break open. You break it, when you probably have this accessibility to this in Einstein. There is two chemicals that when you, they're in a plastic, they're each in little glass tubes, and they're together in a plastic tube. So when you need to do the test, you break both of the tubes, and they mix together, and then for a certain time, you can dab them on a mara, and see if the mara is red, or, see if the mara is dam or not. So if it'll turn blue, if it's red, if it's dam, then it'll turn blue. If it's not dam, it won't turn blue. So that's it's an interesting thing. It doesn't happen all the time, but it's shasad chak and bedita. They sit. Say, hey, what's going on here? Then that's something that will sometimes be used. That's a chiddush. Well, I'm not going to quote who says that because it's something which is it's not piersim, but that's something which good to know about. The Shach and Sivkat and Gimel discusses the idea of Marashinishtane, very common phenomenon. Quotes in the same Bach that we talked about before. Bach is another Chumrah. Not only Mar Yarek, Zep the Bach. What's the halacha? If Dam, when it was first seen, was okay, and all of a sudden it turned to be more Edom. So, Zep the Bach, that's a problem. And therefore, any mara you see that's wet, don't pass on it when it's wet. Wait until it's dry in order for you to see, is it going to keep its color or not? These colors don't run. Well, will this color run or not? So the Shach says, hold on a second, no. Hakol, l'fi, ros, ene, hamore, that we don't have such a chumrah. Whenever you see it, whatever it presents, that's mutter. You don't need to be ros and olav. You're right, if it presents as an isser, the same thing would be true. If it presents as a mara which is tama, you don't say, oh, let's wait and see what happens. That's not necessarily going to be a good kula. But hakol, fi, ros, ene, hamore, that's going to be a psach. That's an idea which the Aruch HaShulchan drives home. It's a mekuf peiches in Sif Yud Aleph, and then he goes through from Sif Yud Aleph to Sif Tezayin, and then till Yud Tes, they're very tzaddik in the Aruch HaShulchan in general. I don't remember if it's on the Maamar Kamos. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about, were they on the Maamar Kamos? Okay, they're tzaddik in the Maris Damim. And he says, Dvarv Tmuim, he goes against the Bach. No. L'maisa, Ein L'lai L'mash En Avros. That's the way it works.
Anytime you have a Shaila, you can have this problem. Anytime you think you see red.
Right. So Zevi's totally right. Let's say if a person who is a Bach in Maros, and then he gets a Mara as soon as it's wet. So if he should pass it, and then when it's wet. One might make the case to say that he doesn't really know how things look when they're wet because they refract and they reflect light differently. Let's say he feels confident that it's red. He can't say, you know, I'll keep it in my pocket. Hey, the next day it's not red. Fantastic. No. If he's convinced it's red, it's red. But very often what we have is more some sort of in-between. A guy who's doing shemush, he's not really sure what the story is. He knows, his wife thinks it's red, he thinks it's red. Then let's try it tomorrow. So we said that his chashash being red, Hatovi rose in Amara, he saw it when it's red? No, Lamaisa, he doesn't know. If he knows it's bona fide red in the Hanami, then he can say, oh, tomorrow is going to turn, the sun will come out tomorrow, everything is going to be mutter. But Lamaisa, if he's not sure, so that's not Hakol Fi rose in Amara. That's going to be We don't say ein l'dayin elamashin of rose, but unless he's a dayin who actually sees it, and that's when we say when it's dry. So a safek, very often this happens. People think, I'm sure it's red. No, I can't believe it. I showed it to you today. Must be a change. Must be it disappeared. Yeah. So if you thought knew that it was red, and you could swear in a stack of Bibles that it's red, that's one thing. But if you don't know that it's red, your safek is not going to say, oh, tomorrow I saw it and it was a different color, therefore I should be kosher for what I saw yesterday. Because what you don't know is not going to be considered a sap.
Usually work out the other way is more...
In general, most people, they're a cloud. If you had to generalize the situation, most things improve when they get dry. But doesn't this mean that they improve? It means they look less threatening. It doesn't mean that they necessarily change from red to let's say, brown. It means they look less threatening. But speaking of brown, and Jeremy, in his great kindness, has made so far two cups of coffee for me for shear, and I appreciate that because it definitely helps shear. It helps my way of thinking during shear, so thank you very much. But there are two types of coffee. Coffee last Monday, maybe, was just Taster's Choice dissolved in water. Happens to be that I don't usually like black coffee, but since it's the course of we're in a together, that made even the black coffee sweet. Today, Jeremy added soy milk to the coffee, so now this is more like American coffee. Lamaisa, the Pisca Shuba quotes in Siman Kuf Peches, the end of Sifa Aleph, a phenomenal psak from the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So the entire quotes from Yaakov Emden. That Lamaisa Matzosi Kosov, he doesn't know who writes it, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, Mashter Kofi! Kofi makes the world go round, Kofi also helps in Taris Mishpacha. Laseva Broin, if it's brown, like coffee, that's mutter. Rabbi Dali Berger once pointed out to me, it's very interesting. It's not as if brown was only invented biologically in the days of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, or the Shailos Yaakovs. What happened was, with Ora, that everyone had brown. Brown existed. It just was pashut to them that it was one color or the other color. But then it was not so clear, so it was raised here. So we do know brown definitely is mutter. Brown is mutter, but what does brown mean? Does brown mean like today's coffee? There's milk in it. Does brown mean like some Monday's coffee? Which was Taster's Choice dissolved. Does it mean like Starbucks double shot without milk? Like a double espresso? It's hard to know. They're all different colors that are not so pashut. But the conventional wisdom is, this is not something which is Muslim Chaldeos. Conventional wisdom is, or the way Ray Wilk says it, which is one extreme, not necessarily the way everyone else would say it, but the concept is similar. Red is a problem. Not red is not a problem. Mela brown is not red. So it's not that we have to classify colors. Oh, brown is okay. Red is a problem. It's, you have to know, there's only two colors that exist in the world. Red and not red. That's, some people point out that Lubavitch, in their great zealousness to be Matar Velevos Tzalkadosh Baruch Hu, and to specifically to be Matayim the words of the Baal Shem Tov, that the way they understand it, that Lubavitch Chassidus is spread throughout the world, so they say, jokingly, there's two types of Jews. There's Jews that are Lubavitch, and Jews that are going to become Lubavitch. So, that approach, which reflects a little bit of sometimes the warmth and the Islavus of Lubavitch Chassidus, is to an extent the way you can look at Maris Dhamma, maybe. That there's two colors. There's red, and there's not red. So brown is just another version of what's not red. What if your brown has tinges of red? Okay, it's not that brown has diplomatic immunity. If there's the word brown to be attached to it, all of a sudden it's mutter. No, it depends if it's red or not. But if you can show that this brown is really notable at mumis, then it's not, we don't care what the color is. The nomenclature is not important. The question is it considered red or not?
That's not muskum?
Sorry?
That's not muskum?
That's, I think, that extreme way of saying it. Some, there are, let's say, many colors. Like this, the Mesharesh Tara, let's say, talks about specific colors. He likes using more colors to... It helps people understand what's going on. But the concept, I think, is which essentially that's what everyone agrees to. That's what Adam was saying also from Rav Tendler. It's a din of red or not red. Zav, there are many times of Zav. It depends on how Nota is led Mumis. Barring the issue that some might say that it's considered a problem because it was included in the Mara Edom. Anyway, Adam, yes.
Well, that's also not made between dark brown and black. Black is considered to be red by the
Halacha. Right, by the Gemara. The Gemara says Shachar, so you're right. In fact, we'll get back to black in a minute, Hashem. Black is very intriguing. But the Shach does say that Nishtana is not a concern. If you think about it, though, look in the same Pesach Shuvah we quoted, Siftan Nalef. The Pesach Shuvah quotes from the Shuvah Shuvah Shol, Kesem Shebelaiwa Nidmel Lamaratami, V'yom Shu Yavesh Nira Shu Maratahar, Yeshul Hakel Latayr. You can be made till. Aye, what about changing? Isn't that against the Shach that says that we don't change, keep things the way they are? So the Pesach Shuvah is Masbir from the Sidrei Torah that no, only Balayla, like we talked about before, if you're Mesupuk, you can say, oh, I know what the din is tomorrow. But if you know Balayla, or you know when it's wet, or you know in a situation that it's Tameh, then things don't change. You have to keep the Pesach that it's Tameh. Happens very often. A Rav, let's say, has a Mar in his pocket. He looks one day, it's cloudy, or he's not sure, he wants to consult about it, and then the next day might have turned color. So if he knew the first day was a problem, that's one thing. But if he's not sure and the taka changed, let's say it changed, then it's okay. Ein l'dayin amashino gross at that time. The Taz quotes in Sukkot Aleph. He quotes the chumras of the Bach and the series of the Bach, and the Taz also brings up the idea of lavan, which is not mutzal admumis, is mutzal adamri. So there are colors we have, let's say white, green, certain colors that are definitely mutzal. Brown, though, the Pesach Shuvah says mutzal. We pointed out if brown is mutzal admumis, it is a problem. There's a mesorah from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was machmir on certain browns during the first 3 days of Zayin Nitiyim. It's not only Masorah, which is verbal. This Masorah is also documented by Rav Moshe in a little bit of a clandestine language. Rav Moshe writes in Yerdei Yodim Simon Nun Hei, Yesh Balei Hora, Yesh Balei Hora, I passed in, Sh'af Sh'mekilim B'mara Broin, B'mara Dol, Dolls and Browns, Machmirin Dimu Yamim Yishonim Shul Zainatim. V'yarti Atam, Rav Moshe writes, what's Pshat? What's the reason that some Mahara, like the Masorah from Rav Moshe, it seems, was? Why are we machmir on certain Mara's ground during the first 3 days of Zayin Nitiyim? Says Rav Moshe, it's the alumnus we talked about yesterday as far as the first 3 days in the Ramah and being Tola B'Macha. In reality, there's two types of Hoksuk Mayana Salsum. There's the major Chazaka shift which happens just by Hefsek Tara happening. For when she's Roa, Hoksuk Mayana Pasuach, Hefsek Tara, Hoksuk Mayana Salsum. But the Maisa, we have annoying pain. It's Hoksat Sasum, but is it really Sasum? So there's two gradations to the idea of what we might call Hoksat Mayana Pasuach in a lower case, whisper. Hoksat Mayana Sasum, but maybe it's Pasuach still. The first 3 days is that ambiguity that's Sasum, but maybe Pasuach. And therefore we're more Machmir. We don't have normal Tzlios during that time. And says Rav Moshe, just like Rav Tzvios, we're more machmir on certain browns and certain golds. It was up to Rav Moshe, but during the last 4 days of Zayin Nitiyim, where the Ramah himself says, no, their Hoksat Mayana Sasum Ladamri, we can shout, it's not just whisper, Hoksat Mayana Sasum, then we don't have a problem with browns or with certain types of golds. Certain types. So it's interesting to note that this is a Masorah from Rav Moshe, and those that have Shema from Rav Moshe have this idea that certain browns, but Rav Moshe is not saying all browns. Right? Arizatz, who has Shemush from Rav Bluth, perhaps one of Rav Moshe's prized Talmidim, especially in Oyer's Halach, especially in Maros Damim, points out that even Rav Moshe was Machmir brown. No, that means brown, not this type of brown. It means brown, but not. So that's an issue which sometimes needs Shemush, knowing what does Rav Moshe consider brown that we're Machmir during the first 3 days of the Zayin Nitiyim. And Rav Moshe only writes, Rav Moshe seems to say that's only a situation where there's people that are Yerushimayim. As Rosatz pointed out, if there are people that are not as necessarily able to be Uchmidin the most Machmir way, then we can be Meitel. Because Ramosha points out, it's Minot Bali Harad that some are Machmir in the first 3 days for certain browns is a Chumri Yisera. So there are some that Ramosha would be willing to be Meitel for. But that's an interesting idea. Even within this idea of brown, Ramosha has Masura some browns we are more Machmir on. And that you have to go back to, is it a Starbucks brown? Is it a Cafe Olay brown? Is it a cafe latte, cappuccino, different types of brown? Yeah, Alicia.
Why should it be only brown as opposed to other colors?
No, so other, which such as, what? Such as, let's say, Yara, you mean?
Yeah, let's say, whatever.
No, so Rav Moshe seems to say, he says that Oh, beautiful. He is Masbir. Thank you for pointing it out. Rav Moshe says something which tickles our fancy a little bit biologically. Rav Moshe says, no, what's shot in some browns? Some browns were, it's possible that they just happened to come from some other place. Generally, we don't know, but they're somewhere. Or it's possible they came from a situation where there was really dam, but somehow between the dam leaving the makara and coming out of the body, got mixed up with some other biological fluids, and now, presto, you have some sort of brown. So, but it could be something which is purely minat tzadim. How do you know? That's the most difference in the first 3 days. Then we say, hey, detective work has to be done. It's very possible that it's something from the makar. The last 4 days, no, we have a tzviya. So at least that's what the point Rav Moshe makes, is that biologically it could have been mixed up. What are we choshish for? If it's mixed up during the first 3 days, we say, no, we're more machmir. During the last 4 days, we're willing to be more meter. But
nothing could ever make the right kind of thing.
That's what it sounds like. Now, it's hard to know. I don't understand what it means. I'm not familiar enough with Maris Daman with biology to understand how things can come out and change color. We say that it's red and then mixed with some other biological fluid becomes brown. Usually we think that things become more diluted, not they're going to change color. I don't know. I'm not being masid, I just don't know into the Metzias. That's what Moshe Zatzal says we're kosher for. But it comes up to a major issue, as Adam pointed out, with Shachar. Black. What's in black? The Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, that Shachar, black, Edom Hu El Shalaka. It really is considered red. It just somehow, something made it change to black. So what does that mean, Bizman Azeh? Lamaisa, it's common for a woman to have black. What does that mean? Certain types of black. So unfortunately, we have two bottles of Coca-Cola. Both have already been dutifully emptied. But had they been full, let's say they'd be full. Anyone have any Coke that's full? No. Okay. A good Coke bottle is an empty Coke bottle. A little bit. And that's not good enough. If you have a full bottle of Coke, what color is a full bottle? Let's say a 2 liter bottle of Coke. Go into Just Kosher and Coke Zero or Diet Coke or regular. What color would you say the inside of a full bottle of Coke is?
Black.
Black. That's what it looks like. But I might say, pour yourself a cup of Coke. Or, now if Adam shows us the little bit there that's left, what color is that Coke? That Coke is? Copper, dough, brown. It's brown. It's brown. Sorry?
Unhealthy color.
Okay, unhealthy color anyway. It's caramel colors. That's is the color. Yes. Can't beat the real thing. But Lamaisa, it illustrates the phenomenon that sometimes you can have a situation where there is a color which in of itself is lighter, but when it's piled upon itself, is darker. Coke looks black, even though really it's brown, 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 brown. That's a very dangerous situation that happens all the time with Maros Daman. Often, there's going to be Daman, which is Chimara coffee. Let's say it's black coffee. We know what color is coffee usually? Brown. We call it black coffee for the same reason. It builds up, it looks black. But Lamaisa, there's very often Maros which are brown, which build up, and because they're blocking the light out from each other, they're built up together, they look black. That's Macholkas with an Ayeshiva, what the Tzat is. Rabbi Neuberger Shlita, is Yishri Machmi, he says, that's Shachar. That is Shachar, it's a Mishnah. Rabbi Willard incredulously says, that's not Shachar, that's brown, which is in different levels. But we know what it is, it's brown. In fact, very often the Mare is going to be in a situation where there's some intense area of black, and sometimes there's some other areas of brown around it. So you can see, when there's just one level of brown, it's brown. When it builds up and it's crusty, then it's black. So Rabbi Neuberger says, no, that's proof of black. Rabbi Willard says that's considered brown, and depends on who a person has shilus to. That's a major difference that sometimes comes up in halacha, based as far as my knowledge is concerned. Yes.
What's the Neuberger's svar that even though, for example, in the middle it's black and then it's kind of surrounded by a little bit of brown, what's the Neuberger's svar that maybe there's really red?
I'm not sure. One might say that might be. Rabbi Neuberger would say, you have to ask Rabbi Neuberger what shad is, but might be he would argue that's the best understanding of the Gemara. Shachar. Edom hu el shalaka. What does it mean? Shachar edom hu el shalaka. What? All of a sudden, there are some things that are so unoxidized that from red they become totally black. No, from red they become brown, and when there's enough of it there, that's black. Maybe that might be the Gemara. Either way, it's a machlokas, and the machlokas exists in halacha udamri. Laka means it was afflicted, meaning something it was distorted.
It doesn't mean dried up. It doesn't mean dried up.
No, laka means it was. So it's hard to know, and then. There's the Aruch Shulchan in general. Make sure to see the Aruch Shulchan, Sifkat, and Yudimot, says Vav. And the Rosh Hashanah here develops the hypothesis of the halo. What is the hypothesis of the halo? So after Rosh Hashanah, those that have done biology labs or chemistry labs, there's power spectrometry. What's the word? Power spectrometry. Thank you. Sometimes you can have colors, and the colors, if you put them in special types of paper, they stop climbing the paper at different colors. Right? You can have, am I remembering correctly from my days?
Chromatography,
thank you. So color chromatography, you can have sometimes different colors that are going to combine, and then they're combined and they separate differently in the paper. Am I describing correctly? So Zop, the Aruch HaShulchan, the same thing happens with the Mara sometimes. A Mara, the way a Mara works is that you're going to have red, it falls down as red, and then it separates as it goes through the cloth, and everything else becomes brown. The red just goes to the very end, the halo, and it separates. So you have what's really brown with a halo of red around it. So after Aruch Shulchan, that's considered brown. Come on, that's so normal. Brown, when it spreads to the end, is considered red. Or it looks red, I'm sorry. Brown when it spreads to the end looks red. That's really brown. One might have said, no, that gufa is red. It loses some of its red in the middle and only becomes red at the end. But Aruch Shulchan Pasuk Halacha Lamaisa, that if you have the halo around it is red, essentially we base it on the color which is inside, which is brown. A kula nifla, because as Aruch Shulchan points out, it happens very often. It's a very common thing to happen. So that is a psak Aruch Shulchan says. Some pasim like Aruch Shulchan. Others, Rabbi Willard, usually pasim like Aruch Shulchan only legabe the situation of a kesem. He thinks Aruch Shulchan is a chiddush. So as far as a kesem is concerned, we can be metal. As far as a mara on a bedito is concerned, there it's hard to be metal on the Aruch Shulchan. There are those that are metal like the Aruch Shulchan Lodamri. That's where Will Sathra is, that we can use it as a tziruf on a kesem, not on a mara, which might be the reisa.
You think that the Will is psach by the black is the opposite of this psach. It's the opposite of the halo.
Why?
From Neuberger, we're told that the halo effect.
Why? Let's think, how does it work? I mean, no. No, that works very well. It's still yeah. Lushitasa. I don't think it really needs to make Lushitasa, but you can make Lushitasa out of it. That it's the idea is you can use whatever is around to tell you what's going on right on the side. You have to think, okay. Some of the, as a disclaimer, much of what I quote from some of our Rebbeim, Will Pita, are based on explicit conversations I've had with them, and some are just based on my shemush in general experience. So anything that you find, if you ask them that they tell differently, please, the talus is with me, not with the way that not with them, chas v'shalom. I'm just reporting what I've discovered. And the Aruch Shulchan says, it's a few tests, almost, no, don't tell me this. No, don't make a difference. But some make a difference. Some say there's not a difference between Ksamim and Rias Dam Mamish. Just to review what we've done today, we ended off the siman that talks about Bedichos and Potash of Hazara, and we discussed a few details as far as the low plug exists for a woman whose husband is away. She's still going to be Choshesh for the 5 days. Lamaisa, the Potash of the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch are metal in the situation of a Kala, who has Dam Besulim, we're Meitel. The Shach points out also for Kala, who cannot have been with her husband, we can be Meitel sometimes, if necessary, not to have 5 days. And then we move to the issue of Maris Dam. Maris Dam itself is a Gemara, Mishnah and a Gemara, that if you test, it talks about the idea of Maris Dam, only 5 are Tamei. What's Shach? Those 5 that are Tamei, why are they Tamei? Some, there's a whole school of Rishon, it's written in Rashi, that seem to say, Tzerf HaChinuch would say that anything which is not red is just not Dam in a Machar is something else. And the Melech HaChinuch makes it, he says, no, come on, we know it's Dam in a Machar, that's not included in the din of what the Torah would make Tameya. Then there's a discussion in the Achronim, the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Rush says we are Machmir on any Mara Edom. What does it mean, any Mara Edom? Does it mean any Mara Edom or any Mara Edom? Meaning, do we say that's a problem in any situation where there is any Tzad of color, even Yarok, meaning yellow, or not. Rav told some to say that even yellow would be a problem. We mentioned the echoes of that idea in Tamid Ben Yonah that said that yellow is a problem in the Torah. But the Bach says, no, it's not in the Torah, but Midrabanan, that's included. Even the Bach says we only should be machmir if it happens occasionally, not if it happens all the time. But the Taz in the family, the Taz rejects the Bach, and the Pushman rejects the Bach, that's usually accepted as far as so being a problem. And we talked about the issue of brown. Brown also is, Pushman say Mutzer, I mentioned the Rabbi Wolf's approach, which is really there's two colors, either brown or, it's either red or not red. Then we discussed the issue of things that change. Things that change, we presume Hakofi rose in a Hadayon. Whatever you see then, in the dimension in a Vros, whatever you see at the time is a problem. We don't say, wait, what if? What if we don't live in a what if society? We live in a halacha maisa society. Whatever happens, whatever you see, you see. The idea of a chemical test, that's the chiddush that some poskim have, you can use a chemical test sometimes to figure out if it's not dam. If it's not dam, we don't care about it. If it's Coca Cola, then it's actually it's irrelevant, even if it's bright red. It doesn't make any difference altogether. With Moshe, during the first few days, we're machmir on mine brown sometimes, some browns, because we're choshesh that it's really some red that got mixed in with some other biological fluid, and there's no tliya. Just like there's no tliya, we're machmir in certain colors as well. Then the Aruch HaShulchan's phenomenal kula, as far as Hevel is concerned, where we'll stop that halfway. And Machalkas Rav Willard and Rav Neuberger as far as black. Interesting to note, the Aruch HaShulchan throws in the very often shachar, this is a very common thing also, what you have that shachar, leaving out the Rav Neuberger Machalkas. Sometimes shachar really is just dirt. So sometimes people are excited. You know, this famous story with people that learn Yeridea. They learn the Kurtavan. They learn about the Kurtavan. What's the Kurtavan? No one ever knows what a Kurtavan is. The crap of the. So all of a sudden they see a Shvit. They see the Hailed Kurtavan. It's such a Hailed situation. That's the Kurtavan we always talk about in Shulchan Aruch all the time. There's nothing Hailed about it, but it's nice to see visual aid. Sometimes you have a Mario. Almost never do you have a Mario which is Shachar, especially in terms of Wilb's approach. It's Shachar. Every so often you have a Mario which is really Shachar. No, Rav Neuberger is you have shachar because he says Coca-Cola phenomenon is shachar. Because Rav Neuberger Willard that says that you don't usually, you're not going to have it so often. But every so often you have what the Aruch HaShulchan points out is lichol. Sometimes you have dirt there. Hey, that's real shachar. Point out, says Aruch HaShulchan, don't get so excited. Sometimes that's lichol. You have to just be careful and know what's going on. We'll continue as Hashem on Monday. Chazar Ashir at 3 o'clock, where?
3 o'clock, right here.
Right here. And we shall have Simchas, Misaras, Tavos, Nechamos. Lanu, we'll call you Israel.